the luck of Moichik. And we had 12 shiurim on Kosev, and then we'll have just a couple on Moichik. So the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, says Hamochek al menas lichtov shtei otzius, that a person is mochek to be chayiv. It has to be that he's doing it al menas lichtov shtei otzius. But if he's doing it not al menas lichtov, then it's not going to be an issur d'oraisa. He has to be mochek these osios because he wants to replace them with either rewrite the same osios or different osios, etc. But just to erase tam, and it's not al menas lichtov, then they're not. Okay. So let's divide this discussion in two parts. If you take a look first on the Mordechai on page 5. Says the Mordechai. Nishal le Rabbeinu Meir, it was asked from the Maram de Rutenberg, al ugos hatinokos shekosin malei ma'osius mitevos. You have the ugos, the cookies of the children, and on those cookies you had different letters that were, you know, imprinted on the osios with different words, and you give it to the kids on Yom Tov. I think specifically they did it on Shavuos, Matan Torah. They're giving the kids these cookies with bring a chair. That's good for you. Ah. They give out the cookies, yeah. Page 5. So Nishal Rabbeinu Meir on page 5, Al Ugos Hatinokos Shekosin Aleim Osios V'Tevos Eich Oklin Osom Hatinokos V'Yodif. How can the Tinokos eat them? Because they're going to be Mochik. V'Heishiv Imishum Mochik V'Yodif Legi Surah D'Raisa V'Mochik El Al Menas Lichtov. Well, there's no issue D'Raisa, it's not Al Menas Lichtov. And I mean, per klagodol mia isur drabonanika. But uchara, it should still be an isur drabonan, because mochek al menas lichtov is all, that's the chiv deraisa. But if it's shalom al menas lichtov, it's still asur midrabonan. So then, what's the heter? Yeah, mia midrabonan isur drabonanika uvetinok ein lochosh. The cut the ochal the veil was ain't better than the tzuvim lav la frisho. Heka de lo safinu lebi adayim. So he says that a cut and ochal the veilos, I mean a cut is eating treif, right? So bezdin is not mitzuvah la frisho. Whereas bezdin sees a kid going into the tray store, coming out with tray food. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, Ein Bezdin Metzuva Lafrisho, Heicha Delo Safina Lebiyadayim. Because if you feed the child and you give him treif, that's usur. But if he just somehow on his own, he has some money and he goes into a treif store and he buys treif food and the bezin sees him, so they're not mitzuvah lafrisho. Very interesting halacha. Kot nokal nevela, same bezin mitzuvah lafrisho. But safina biyadayim, to actually feed him is osur. But as long as you're not feeding him, so it's okay. So you put it on the table. That's what I thought. Right? I thought like you. But the post next week, Bez Hashem, I made a whole packet on Safina, so we could. But say, you know, there's a famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer that he allows institutionalizing someone in a non-kosher institution where he's going to be getting tray food, because he's saying that's not called Safina Biyadayim. So even though, you know,
for an adult.
In other words, you have the fellow there. This is what they're serving in the cafeteria there. There's no other choice.
When the guys together,
yeah.
I mean, only if, not from a case like a person with physical rehab inpatient, from a doctor like a mental.
Yeah, we'll see until next week the exact. But some want to say that Safina Biyadayim, that's how Chasam Sofer, that's how the Rashba, is literally, you know, taking a spoon and feeding him, so to speak. Yeah, in other words, here, right here, we have a more cooler because it's only right. So it's a kal v'chomer. My madach the raisa. If you're not safina biyadayim, it's okay. So too the cookies. Then you're not, as long as you're not safinan. So it's okay. Here it's a drabonim, so it's even more kal. But he's saying even a deraisa would be okay if you're not safina biyadayim. So he says in a chanami, when this child eats this cookie, and he's going to be violating mochek midrabonim, and we're allowed him to do that because ein bezdin mitzvah lafrisho. But this would imply that if you have, say, a cookie that says, I don't know, what do they say, osem or something like that on the thing, and you're a gadol, then it would be an issur derabanan to eat such a cookie on Shabbos. Wouldn't be an issur derabanan to eat such a cookie. It's only that they used to give it to the children. So as long as if your child is too young and your mamash have to feed him, then I don't know how safe it is for him to eat the cookie, but we saw it's a situation where your mamash have to feed him, then in a chanami it would be prohibited. And a gadol, it would also be prohibited.
It's possible to just bring in the people that get this mitzvah, people that get this show the minimum of what cow by Kotlin.
it's a kal v'chomer. The madach din d'oraisa is mutter if you're not safina miyadayim. So kal v'chomer the rabbanon is mutter even if you're not safina miyadayim. And this is brought down in the Ramah on page 7 in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Well, it says in the Mechaber, we'll get to. Let's start with the Ramah. Haga, Asu Lishpor Ugyos, Sheksuvos, Alav, Shein Osios, Apopi Sheinu Mechavi Rak Lachila, Tavi Morchi. So the Ramah paskins that it's Moichik. That's what the Ramah paskins. Then the Magen Avraham makes a comment in Sifkat and Vav. Kevin Osir Sarchian, Dim Ken Afil Ksuvim of Tsuros, Ye Osir. Whereas, so it shouldn't only be Osios, even like pictures. Because if drawing a picture is Kosev, then if you eat the picture or erase the picture, even if it's al Shalom and Aslifto, but it's still a dish of the Rabbanim.
Yeah, but I didn't really eat it. I just bit into the whole cookie in one shot. And Agav put the point down, and then it happened when I.
Yeah, but that's saying Agav is still Agav is eating.
Like I didn't find it there.
Most people who said that, I didn't have it.
You can't. So in other words, he's saying that why did the Shulchan Aruch limit it to Osios? Sometimes you can say you have a picture of a flower of the cookie. Yeah, right. But he's saying that in Ochanami, that should be a problem just as much. Tzarchiyah. And then he quotes the Ramah about opening up the, we talked about in the past, about opening up a library book on Shabbos. But then he writes, further down, it says, Chen Kosav Rashi on Levi Simon, the Kosav Od Sham, the first wide line here, that starts with Nud Vav, Kosav Od Sham, Davkik Shekosim, he quotes from the Rashi on Levi, Davkik Shekosim al Ugos, Osios Midover Acher. Haval Shach Sivahi Mea Uga Atzma, Bitfus, Obiadayim Shari. So he's saying that it's only if it's like a frosting of a cake. It's two separate things: the background, and the ksiva. Lachen ochel ma'ugo sheish alev tiyurim ad kan l'shono v'tzarchim. So he says that a lot of times it was like so. The osam cookie, according to this, wouldn't be a problem because the osam is not a separate thing that's put on the. The thing it's the chatziv is me hauga atzma. But say you have the birthday cake that says happy birthday, then it can be a shaila of even though you're eating it up, that'll be a din drabana. Because it could be that ksiva like some achronim holder. That ksiva means there has to be a background, and like when you write something with ink, is the paper, and then the yo.
What's
so
like you scratch something into something that's not ksiva?
So now there is a no de Yehuda. On page 10, they want to say a chiddush in this whole idiom. So he says like this: "Him ken mochen amichayv tzarchim vaday dvar nachoinim shem iser ba'osios gam betzura yaser." Knows what the Magen Avraham says is true. That if it's usher to eat letters, it's also usher to eat pictures. Is that he says it can't be. Why? There you have Shoshan Omru. The Gemara says in Pesachim Yotze Mestrikim Hamitzuyarim BePesach that you're allowed Yotze Matzah even though there's a design on it. They made a design for Yotze Mahinu B'Layel Rishon Sheyodif. So And what does that mean? I am psachim lav lav and zayin srikim and mitzuyorim. Hey, you should mitzuyor aleim tzuros ofos v'dogim. That you have pictures on the matzah of pictures of
chickens and fish.
So you see from there, he says, and obviously you're eating the matzah. Yotzei b'hem yudei v'chavoso. Ayim agin Mishnah. So then the simple answer is like the Rash HaLevi, that over there it wasn't a separate piece. It was the dough itself. You made the dafkik kosher b'davar acher. So that's the first thing he says, that the Rash HaLevi has to be right, that there's a difference between whether the picture was superimposed on the matzah or the matzah itself. Because it was superimposed.
What does superimposed mean?
Superimposed means you have a birthday cake and then you take the whipped cream and you write happy birthday.
Okay.
So you eat that happy birthday.
It's not part of the cake, it was an addition.
The osim cookies, it says osim on the cookie, baked into the cookie. So same thing over here, most probably those pictures that were in the matzah were baked in the
and what's worse, if it's baked in or if it's added?
If it's baked in, then it's wokal.
Right.
But now, but then he says further. Look what he says now. Va'od near laniyas daiti lo mivar the trumas hadeshin shevi mogad avram to be isid rabban muto b'sikreshi. In other words, over here, you could say, I'm not mechaving to be mochik. I want to eat. I don't care that it says osem on the thing. I want to eat the cookie. But the answer is, it's a psikreshe. But the shayla is the din of psikreshe apply if the is only drabonim? Here it's shalom menas lichtov, so the mechika is a mechika drabonim. So it says, so it depends. So it's an issur d'rabbanan. So it's like this. If you say like the Trumas Hadeshim, that an issur d'rabbanan is no psikreshe, so that's another svara why it could be mutter. You don't need the Rash HaLevi. According to that, you can even eat the birthday cake. You can even eat the birthday, because eating a birthday cake, happy birthday, is an issur d'rabbanan. But it's Dovah Sheinim is coming. As a psikreshe. But the Trumas Hadeshin sheet is, the Dira psikreshe is only by an Issa Daraisa, not by an Issa Darabon. In Cain, Mochek Zeh, the Lava Manas Lichtov who rak Issa Darabon. Cain, the Sheinim is coming, Mutter. But the Magad Avram argues with the Trumas Hadeshin. And he says that psikreshe applies even to a Darabon. So over here, even though you're not mechaving to be moichik, but it's a psikreisha, it's awesome. Afilu does a magen ram shom shafilu be isur. Yeah, isur drabon. So now, what are you going to do? And the Marami Rutenberg says he can't do it. And if you hold that up. So he writes like this on the top, Nir Laniyas Daiti, the top line. The Maram Sham, so he wants to say a Chiddush in the Maram Rutenberg, in that whole Mordechai that we started off the shir with. He says, Nir Laniyas, the Maram Sham Nishal al Ugos at Tinokos, Shekosim Aleim Osios Petevos, Echlu 17 of Yotam, Ancient Mordechai, Kim Shekosim Ugos at Tinokos Behe Hayidia. He says, Ugos at Tinokos. He means these were special. What was the lashon? In the Mordechai, the lashon was. One second. Ugos Hatinokos. Hey, hey, India. So what is he trying to say? Hey, hey, there are these guys who are given lichtov bekavano sheyachlen hatinokos l'skul l'schakim. Whereas they wanted, you should eat a hay, and that'll be mashpia if you eat the hay. You eat the osios, the Torah is written with the osios, as Shecht explained. So b'meila, right, literally. Yeah. Right. So I think because right, because I think they did, right, they did it on Shavuos. Because on Shavuos was the time of Kabbalah Satorah. So they want you to become the Torah through eating the osius that the Torah was written with. That's the Kabbalah Satorah. Literally a Kabbalah Satorah. Through eating the osius Satorah. So he says, so this is more mechavin. It's not a davreshen of mechavin. You're mechavin. So even though it's only in the rabbanon because it's not shalom nas lichtov, but he wants to say maybe that din the rabbanon only applies. The issur the rabbanon is if you eat something. Because you want to devour that hay. You want a hay to be in you. A gimel to be in you. But when you eat a happy birthday cake, you don't want a H-A-P, you know, no one does it because, oh, you know, I want to be happy, so if I'll eat the word happy, I'll be a happy person. No one has that svara. But the svara was only said on Shavuos when they wanted to mekabel the Torah on Shavuos, and they wanted to mechanic the children, so they wanted the children to eat the osios haTorah. So his chiddush is that Ken Zayin, that this whole chumrah derabbanan is only said when it's a mechavin. But if it's ain't a mechavin, in any way it's a derabbanan, and it's shalom almanas. So, like Rav Mari points out, too many derabbanans. It's shalom almanas. And it's Eidu Mechavim, and it's a creation according to whatever it is. So maybe, so therefore, as Rav Shechter points out, Rav Abadi points out the Tshuva. According to this Dogo Mervava, you know, it only applies to that type of scenario when you're Mechavim. But if you're just eating a happy birthday cake, then there wouldn't be a problem. Even Midrabban. That's the chiddush. So now everybody has a whole truth that he likes this Noda Behuda.
You gonna die from here that could eat cookies that have
water. Yeah, so look at everybody writes on page 16 on the top. Okay, Mutter Lechel Uga Shekhtuvim Le Osio Sutirun. In other words, he holds from this Dogo Mervava, Rav Abadi.
Where? Is this on top of 16?
Yeah, the top right quarter. Same thing he holds about tearing up a potato chips thing, and you're gonna, and it says potato chips on the thing, and you're tearing the words potato chips. He says it's shalom v'nas lichtov. It's only just no biyosu midrabbanon, but he says that also midrabbanon is only in something where your mamish v'chavein to mokek or devour the osios, like the case in Shavuos where they give the kid a cookie that says has an aleph on it, and we want and we're v'chavein to give him that cookie, so he should eat that cookie, so an aleph should become part of his. part of his mahus. So that's the so if you hold, I mean, the pasuk shot of the Rambam, you know, it doesn't say that. I mean, it's a diyuk. The dog of Rambam is a diyuk from the fact that it says, you know, they gave those special ugos. Okay. And those that are machmir say, you know, kipshuto, that that it's eriosius. Okay, so that was the first part about. So this is very relevant for all the, you know, So if you have a birthday cake, so they give you that piece of cake, so there is what to be make of based on the Dog of Yehuda's cool. Okay, next is the the Dog of Mervava is the Dog of Yehuda. Is the Dog. That the Nodav Yehuda wrote Chidushim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Nodav Yehuda, and he called it Dog of Mervava. So the Dog of Mervava is the Nodav Yehuda. They are one and the same. What? The Tzlach. Yeah, the Tzlach is also the Nodav Yehuda. It's another thing he wrote. Okay. Now the question is like this. The next part of our discussion is the following. Let's look at the Tosefta on page 2 and 3. I neglected to put an arrow in a bracket, so bear with me. It's the last line of the Tosefta on page 2 on the left side, the last line. Naflodio. Okay, that's where it is. See it? The last line. Naflodio al gabe sefer. Umachka. Where say you had a spill of ink and you erased it. You took a razor and you on Shabbos. So here it's not an os that you're so nafla dio al gabi sefer umacha, that's one case. Shava al gabi pinchas umacho, or some wax fell on a pinchas. What?
A notepad.
That's at least that's modern day Hebrew what a pinchas is. We'll see if that's necessarily what's shot in the Tosefta.
Wallet or something.
Yeah, so one second. In other words, if there's... So if it's... The wax covered up the area that takes the right two osios, so that's called mochik. Now, how would you understand this? Because the simple shot is what? It's an empty notepad or an empty piece of cloth. So, and you take away the wax. Right. So there. What? What are you being mocking? What are you being mocking? Yeah. So what is that? Yeah. So how do we understand this halacha? And you're saying what? That if it would be, if wax would fall on a written, say wax would fall on the Sefer Torah and cover up two osios, and then it's, but let's talk about kosher. Right. Right. Then there should be a problem. Only if it's on a blank, you see. So let's see. So let's start with the Bach. Well, should we start with the... Well, let's start with the Rush, then, on page 4. So he says... The one that begins Viera. Viera she'ein chayev al-mechikas tishkus jo afil luchto kama osius kiloya b'mishkan. In other words, they never had this in the Mishkan that they would erase ink. In the Mishkan it was mechikas osius k'dei luchto b'mkomo. So what's pshat? Achrei kozvi mitachas var v'gam b'dinokam v'mraisa mocha goz achas nisi b'tosefta v'kosim bo Noflad Yolal Sefer Machko Shava Al Pinchas Machko Mish B'mkobo K'day Lichtov Shtei Osios Chayev V'tayman Lo Borilon. Right? Why is he Chayev? Like Menachem asked, why are you Chayev? Yishlom Adahim V'tayman Da Osha Lichtov B'tos Shemand Alei Sidam Iker Hachiyev Mishil Machshev Zachsiva Hilka Chafil Tishus Yonami. I did not embrace the Machagos Gedola. I did not encounter the Osachas Gedola. So what is he saying? It means that you're taking the... There was a way Rav Shechter once explained this, is that the Rosh seemingly saying that Mechika is Hachana L'Ksiva. So if there's, you have a pad and there's some wax fell on it, so I can't write it now. So if I take away the wax with intent, then now I'll be able to write. That's called al menas lichtov. Even though you didn't what? You weren't mochek at os. But it was al menas lichtov because you made, as Rav Shechter pointed out, you made this parchment Mukshar to write on it. And perhaps, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the Rosh's interpretation of Hachana, that it's Hachana L'Ksiva. So let's see more. So look in Shulchan Aruch on page 7. A mochik dio shal a klaf o shava o shal a pirkas imiesh mukom le lichtov shtei osios chayev. But lechora, according to the Rush, it's not enough that it's yesh mukomo. It means that, and say I'm not planning to write on it. But it's mashma from the Rosh, it's not enough that Yesh Mekomo. It's Yesh Mekomo, and you're planning to write the Shtei Osios. Because if you're not planning to write, then it's not al menas lichtov. So that nekuda that's is not clear enough in the Shulchan Aruch Lechora. Now, take a look at the Bach. From page 6. So look at the second arrow. Mashin imshon look to Osaka savol gav de ino chayev isur mir ikar. But if it say it's enough to write one letter, so then it would be an isur of chatzi shir or whatever. Some type of isur would be chayev. This is not the shir of shteyosus. They certainly zark shenotiv shava al hasefer shein the salkon. A few will not have all osachas. Even not have al shtayim chayv chatas. So what do you see from the Bach? He's saying not like Rav Yossi. He says a chiddush that if you write, if wax fell on two osios that are written, not in a blank cloth, yichayv chatas. So the Chora, but that's not al menas lichtov, because it's written already. Whereas if it falls on a blank piece of cloth, which you're planning to use to write, but now you can't write because it's there's wax there for shtay. But he's saying that even if it was written, you're going to be chayav. So as a result, she noted shava ala sefer, she was alcohol, feel it on top of all those achas. So Chora, why? And Chora, he's not saying, you could say, like when Yossi said, that it's a din and tikkun mona. There's not mashma that way that he's saying that. Because he's talking in Hilchas, Mechika. So the Alter Rebbe, the Gutman points out, the Alter Rebbe has a pshat in the Bach. So tell me whether you like the pshat. Yeah, it's on page 12. There's the Alter Rebbe. I'll tell you which line. Yeah, it's the line that begins Lachok Bezosius. Towards the top. 3, 4, 5, 6, like the seventh line. See where it says Lachok Bezosius on page 12. Again, a kosev or a mochek osius. Einu chayiv al beiz osius. Aval osa achas potter, aval osu min ha-Torah. Nishar chatzi shir. Chen adin b'moche gumasya shava min ha-klaf, kdei lichto b'mkoma. Right? V'hu adin. Now look into now. V'hu adin. Ha-masya shava shenotfa al osius, demali masakin mokom l'ksivo, mali masakin osius ha-ksuvos. Adraba, zeu tikum yoseh. Wow. You see what he said? If you chayiv al menas to write in the future, that's called mochek, because you, like Rav Shechter explained, you're making the mokum for ksiva in the future. So kal v'chomer, if something's written there already, and you're because mali masakin osios, he says mali masakin mokum l'ksiva. Mali Masakin Osios Haksuvos. Right, he's saying, in other words, Hukshar Laksiva, he's saying, doesn't only mean Ksiva the future, Hukshar Laksiva also means Havaya Sa'ois. He's saying, in other words, so he's saying if you have a blank cloth, and And if you have a thing that was written there, so he's saying that it's you, in other words, it's Ksiv was already there. I can see what you're saying, that the Chorah one could argue with this, but he thinks that there should be no chilek between, in other words, he's saying it's not only Hachana L'Ksiva, but Hachana L'Havaya Sa'os, which was there already. But as Rav Gutman points out, that this line, Rav Gutman points out in the Sefer, that this line in the Alter Rebbe is explaining the Bach of what he says. Oh. But if you take a look, so that, here, yeah, take a look on page 24. Now we'll quote your people, the people who are going to agree with you, that argue with the Bach. Omnum. See, Omnum, page 24. Omnum, harbe gedole achronim pilpulu b'guf dino shel Bach. As they were fouling, they were arguing with him. Ein should Milt Stocker, should Shmus Yaakov, should Rabbi Kiveger. The Kesses HaSoifer. Kesses HaSoifer is a sefer written by who? Of Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal Mechaber Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he wrote a sefer on Stam, which is a classic. Any sofer that learns Safras, everyone learns the Kesef HaSofer, and you have to review it. You know, Shar Ephraim. The Chilku Al Dvar. So it could be so what do they say? They say a different word. They say the hell over the Vrem Lafar Mad is it of Sev the Shavish and Offal Pilkas Mokal Chaim, they not cover Chaim Mishumboichik. He says that's not Pshad in the Tosefta. In other words, they don't go for this whole thing about Hachana L'Ksiva and this whole. V'chichu came had the chalka at Tosefta based Bavitz Chalukos. The Tosefta has two cases: Tipas Dio ala Sefer Umachko, v'Sefer Katani Shav ala Pinchas Umachko, u'Divrei Abach Avalei L'Michlo Tervayi B'Chad Abava. Or it's the same concept. No. In other words, Muloma Nafatil is Yo, Shavish al Sefer Machko, Mutakin Matadim Vade de Bez Din of Halukim, Vreshab Yom and a Sefer Achiv Mishumboichik. Aval Besefer Gavi Pinchas Shem Lukos Vidat, assume Mikron. He says Pinchas doesn't mean like a notepad of today. Pinchas was made out of wood. It was pieces of wood that you know, not like the modern day, what we call a pinkus, a notebook, or something like that. The Sefer Gavi Pinchas Shem Luchos V'daf Asuya Mikroshim, and it was made out of wood. U'besocha Shava, and then it was coated with wax. V'chokim besocha Shava K'shirosim Lichtov, and you engrave in the wax the letters. Umayr Tosefta Shalonichta Vadaim Tocha Shava Klal. In other words, the case is you had an empty pad, an empty sheet of wax, but it still had to be smoothed down. So then when you'll etch in, it'll be noted. You know, you'll see what you know. You'll write, be able to write. Tzarech l'hachlik es pnei hashava l'achino she'em mukshul k'siva chayev al zeh mishum melechaz memachik. So he says that this whole, in other words, they're arguing, you know, with the whole rush and the whole that this whole thing about hachana l'ksiva and this whole shtickle Torah and this whole thing, they say l'hadam.
Right, but the question is, what is the malacha that's... Right, the shayla mitzvah of the shayla and halacha. In other words, because according to these shitas, if you'll take wax from a cloth, you didn't do anything wrong.
This is what you described. We have skin from black, there's a cellophane on top.
Yeah.
And then we have skin from
the
right
on
it,
and
moved it up.
Yeah. Have a low my top line now on the left side. Low my in the field of Shava, a low suv and pinkas in Kasa, I dare Shava should in the gram. Now, is that like a key of Mishum Moka Klau? And then he says, in high time, the next paragraph, Nafla Shava. Now you want to argue even on the original din. On the, as you argue, Rabbi Yossi, on the din of the Bach of the Ksiva. But he wants to say that these Achronim argue even on the original din of the empty cloth. Many times you learn Nathla Shava cloth cholok, an empty piece of paper, Shalonikta Lo Klaal, the Lashakba Mocha go close of Klaal, became the Aina Shava Nidbak La Klaf, Shekhupechad, Rakim. Goro Mitzimporno Mel Gabe Klavi Izbisha Mishuma Machik. Above the Yoho Lasira Kahal, in other words, if it's really embedded, so then it could be Mimachik. If it's not embedded, you just have to take the cloth and go like this. You go like this, and then it comes off.
Like a peel.
By bending it. So then it's not mamachik. Al kein she mochik ze ashava al yona have b'chal mlechas mochik. Mashe ikim b'shava nidbag al chlaf enum b'berk kol kach lo shay chlal l'chaybo shemesiru. Mesiru alo l'shu b'shvus yachuk. So there's some that want to learn this whole Tosefta has nothing to do with mochek, but rather memachek, of smoothing. But he says, but the Alter Rebbe held like the Bach. Like a Savnu, the Das HaShulchan Aruch HaTanya, the Isser Benotef, Shaval Chlav Cholach Umasir Kashir Beis Osios Ukedas Habach Kumogen Avram Ukeshaval Osios Ksav Diyeshmak Kosav Diyeshmakilim Does the Alter Rebbe call to Makilim? Let's see the Alter Rebbe. Who had been a master shavish and other one? Yesh makilim is there. You see, I didn't read that. The Alter Rebbe quotes you also. Yesh makilim is there. On page 12. First word on is Yoser. Yesh makilim is there. So the Alter Rebbe holds that if it's an empty cloth, for sure it's a problem. If it's written on it, Vach is machmir. Because he says that Kal V'chomer, or at least, and the Yish Makilim is it. And then you have these other Achronim that say, no, Mechika means you have to erase something that's there. So if you just take off a piece of wax, that's not, because he's explaining, because the wax is not really embedded, like ink is embedded. So that's not mochik. And Mamela, but you see that L'choram, but by the Dio, that's mochik, even though, and the Chiddush is, by Dio, even though Dio it's just a spill of Joe. It's not osios. So the chiddush is, so that we call kuli alma lo pligi, that if you take a spill and it got embedded in the parchment, and then you take a razor and you try to take it off, that, and you have in mind that you want to write shtei osios, then you become mishumoche. The only shayla is the case of the shava, is would that also be, and then basically one shita holds that stafka chalak, one shita holds that even on the galbe os it's mochek, and then the other shita holds that of the other achronim that it's not mochek at all because it's not embedded enough, and therefore the only issue would be in the case of the pinkus, which seemingly is a piece of wood that had that was so coated maybe with wax, and you have to now engrave in the wax, so to speak, to write whatever you want to write. So comes out a fascinating machloikus here. Oh, so getting to your case on page 25, nidbuku dapei ha-sefer. Say the pages of the sefer got adhere to each other with wax or glue. Tos have a free megodim das habach. Yesh mishum molchek b'masir, says Rav Gutman. Yesh mishum molchek b'masir shavim el sefer. What did him nidbuku beis dape a sefer? All day shavim molchek shukvar ksuvim osios. Dosu la freedom. Who poshut duodinami minimum. What did Nami Vinidbach from Malcolm Dana Osius Ksudum Sham? The Nami also left freedom. So there was the piece of wax is where it's holding together the pages, and if you'll take it out, now you'll reveal the page, so maybe that's also considered mochik. If you hold like the Bach and the Alter Rebbe. But if you don't hold like them, then they're not. But so it comes out, there are three shitas of how you understand the Shava. Is the Shava dafka on blank paper? Is the Shava blank or written? Or is the Shava only when you have to smooth it out? And those are three different shatim in that. And then the first part of our discussion was the food and the eating shalom menas lichtov, and the Mordechai and the Ramah and the Dogam Ravavas Kula, that it only applies if you have mamish kavana that you want to. But if you don't really care, you rip the bag open. You don't care that you ripped the pea of potato chips, something like that. So that was Rav Abadi Pesach and. That it should be okay. Because everyone agrees it's not going to be a deraisa. The only question is it still a nisa derabanan? So Bezer Hashem, next week I'd like to go into further detail of the safin and biyadayim issue. Because that's a fascinating topic of what is the status of, giving a cotton an issa, what's called, safinan versus not safinan, and what's the, what's the story we give children to in shul, the shuls that make kiddush, and they give the children wine from the kiddush. So the big question, how do we do that? If you're not allowed to eat, no one's eating the suda there, so it's kiddush shalom welcome suda. So he's eating, how is he able to drink the...
So what is this whole minute of making kiddush for shul in the first place?
Well, the...
Somebody next week.
Yeah, so... Right, but these are, that's the next, okay. Okay, sorry.